Quesnel's City Council met Tuesday, January 14, for a regular meeting. All members of council aside from Cown. Scott Elliott were present for the meeting. Airport Advisory Committee Report. In his Airport Advisory Report, Cown. Tony Goulet explained council is trying to arrange a meeting with Central Mountain Air, CMA. The report also included a spreadsheet showing passenger and flight numbers CMA had in and out of Quesnel. There were 2,400 arrivals and 2,523 departures from January to September 2024. Data for October to December was not included. There were 13 flights in that 8-month range in 2024 that were cancelled, compared to 8 in all of 2023. The airline also had a large number of delays, with 102 of 224 flights being delayed in that span of 2024. Goulet said there was no reasoning given for the delays and cancellations, whereas in 2023 the information detailed when flights were cancelled for weather. They also have a lower load factor than previous years, which is the percentage of available space that is being filled by passengers. In 2023 it was 66%, in 2024 it was 46%. Cown. Lori Ann Rudenbug said she flew into Quesnel the evening of the meeting and the plane had a total of 6 passengers. Cown. Mitch Vick said he's hoping to hear from CMA why the load factor is decreased. Goulet said while there were some conversations about the possibility of council meeting with Pacific Coastal Airlines to possibly have another airline operate out of Quesnel, the airport committee thought it would be best to meet with CMA first. I don't know if you can do 2 airlines and it might cause some controversy, Goulet said. Policy and Bylaw Committee Report. In Cown. Martin Runge's Policy and Bylaw Committee Report, one of the biggest highlights was asking council to begin the process to create a protocol for having emergency warming shelters during extreme cold. The city's Director of Development Services, Tanya Turner, explained that warming centers are funded by Emergency Management BC. They're only initiated during extreme weather events. Most communities now, however, have developed policies with respect to at what temperature those are done, Turner explained. She said the city currently only operates them when they have an Environment Canada warning for temperatures of -26°C for several days. Most communities have updated their policy to be at different temperatures more in line with what is recommended by Emergency Management BC. Council agreed to the recommendation unanimously. Runge's report also included a policy on trail maintenance which focuses on safety precautions, risk management, environmental stewardship, resource allocation and community engagement. Runge said most of this is already done, but this would become an official policy of the city. Quesnel Volunteer Fire Department's 2024 call numbers. Quesnel's Fire Chief Ron Rickert reported on the calls the department received in 2024. With 825 calls, it is the highest number of calls the department has seen. A chart showing the number of calls the Quesnel Volunteer Fire Department has received each year from 2020 to 2024. It also shows the proportion of calls received in the city of Quesnel versus the regional district. The biggest increase between 2023 and 2024 was in the amount of burning complaint calls. In 2023 there were 99 calls, in 2024 there were 153 calls. There was also an increase to both commercial and residential fire alarm calls. Rickert said the positive of that is that it means people have working fire alarm systems. A chart comparing the number of calls the Quesnel Volunteer Fire Department received of each type in 2023 and 2024. Vic asked if those increases were bringing a higher workload onto the volunteers at the fire department. The increases this year didn't impact our volunteer firefighters so much, Rickert said. He explained there are 2 types of call the department can receive, an officer page and a group page. Officer pages are less emergency situations where one of the 4 full-time staff members of the department responds. Those are for situations like burning complaints or fire alarms. Group pages, for more serious situations, are when the volunteers are called in. Art Walk. Council approved an application for a grant to the Northern Development Initiative Trust to create an art walk program in Quesnel. The art walk would be a walking route where people could see the various murals, sculptures and other works displayed around the city in public spaces. It would also create a page on the tourism website detailing the works of art. I encourage councillors' support on this one. This is kind of special for me, Mayor Ron Paul said. I made a promise to Bert Devink before he passed away that we would initiate a public art program, and this is a big part of that because we do have a lot of artwork around the community and it's worthy of recognition. Remedial action requests. At the previous council meeting, council agreed to compel several properties to undergo actions to repair or demolish buildings that have been damaged by fires and are unsafe. At the January 14th meeting, some of the information had to be updated. Council also discussed the problems with remedial action. If the property owners do not do what council has requested, including maintaining fencing and getting a permit to demolish the buildings, the city will do it itself. This costs money to the taxpayer that council is supposed to be able to get back from property taxes on the problem property. Turner stated that if the property sells in a tax sale at some point, the city would still get the money from it because the costs are associated with the property taxes. There is some reality that it might not get purchased, it might get left to us and then we would take those costs, Turner said. Turner also informed council that remedial action is the only legislative course of action council has in this situation through the community charter, and any changes would have to go through the province. We're in a unique position though, because some of our property values are lower than neighboring communities, Vic said. If Vancouver were to do the same action and pay the $90,000 to remediate the building, they would sell that lot for $1 million the next week. We can't do that. Runge was especially concerned that if this continues to happen to properties in the future, it will seriously affect the city's finances. This is a big cost to the city. I'm just hoping that there's some other way that if we have to step in to clean out this building, that they realize it's not just, I can wash my hands of this, walk away from the property and someone's going to buy at a tax sale, and we're going to be left with the $90,000 bill, Runge said. That's my big fear. Council agreed to the remedial action amendments to both properties at 340 Dawson Street and 505 Panorama Ridge. Correspondence. Council received a letter from the Prospectors Car Club requesting a road closure for their annual car show in summer. Council agreed to add the car show to the list of pre-approved road closures, along with events like the Pride Parade, Gold Dust Mall, Remembrance Day, and other events that occur annually. Council will have its next public meeting January 28 at 5:30 p.m.